While the military details of the recent skirmish between India and Pakistan from 7 May 10, 2025 are being compiled, this op-ed deals with the implications of this bruising standoff for India and peace in South Asia. First, the South Asian balance of power, or precisely the Indo-Pakistan power equation, stands greatly altered, besides the global military balance. An overconfident power-drunk India under a supposedly iron-like, tough-talking Modi with the stature of a god, imbued with a false sense of supremacy, self-righteousness, hubris and arrogance, and buoyed by surging economic success, stands humiliated, compromised and much shorter than the stature it aspired and acquired. A much smaller, weaker, divided and quieter Pakistan has given it a well-deserved drubbing of a lifetime in a resolute, calibrated and timely riposte. The jingoistic Indian media and the manipulative Hindutva the cohort, who ratcheted up war hysteria to unknown frenzy and had captured most of Pakistan in their imagination under litany of falsehoods, today stand crestfallen and biting dust. India has lost a lot in the perceptual domain than it is willing to acknowledge. The West plus led by the US and China, the wavering Arab world, SARC nations and even Russia look at this totally unnecessary skirmish as grave error of miscalculation and overreach by New Delhi. The US might be soul-searching if they were betting on the right horse to stand up against a rising China. This episode has badly exposed India's international standing, its ability and capability and its staying power. Second, Indian diplomatic corps is greatly embarrassed internationally for sticking to its Pakistan-originated terrorism mantra, and the military action, despite the world capital's urging restraint. Their case had no traction from day one. The consequent suing for peace after Bunyan Marsoo's decimated Bharat's military capability, and Pakistan's political and military leadership demonstrated their unflinching resolve to notch up on the escalation ladder, if India decided to go up, greatly undermined India's diplomatic stature. Third, Modi's political standing in India stands greatly battered if the media clips from the Lok Sabha, the Indian parliament, are any guide. The very purpose for which Pahalgam carnage was stage-managed, and Operation Sindoor launched under media fanfare, has backfired. The dividends expected have not accrued and the entire gamut has proved politically disastrous for Modi, BJP, RSS and Hindutva doctrine. Fourth, Indian military, especially the IF, appears weak, in disarray and less professional. While military details would be covered in future, the fact that the Pshatins using their JF-17 Thunder, J-10C fighters planes, Chengdu Vigorous Dragon, with PL-15E missiles, without transporter employment of F-16s, kept probably for local air defense, not only forced India to ground its fleet of 36-odd state-of-the-art Rafale jets.